You're on Texas Standard Time.
With policing in the political spotlight, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall has been under fire. She's been criticized for how her department has handled this summer's protests against police brutality. Many activists are demanding her removal, and some city council members are questioning her leadership more broadly. KERA's Alejandra Martinez reports.
Quanah Scott was pulled over for an expired car registration back in 2018.
And I was searched, I cooperated, and upon the pat-down, which was done by a male officer, he fondled my breasts, and I freaked out.
The incident and a previous arrest has fueled Scott's fear of the police.
People should feel comforted by the presence of people who are supposed to protect them, and they should not feel scared, because people are scared.
Scott, who's 27, grew up in Dallas. And when Renee Hall was hired as chief of the Dallas Police Department in 2017, Scott felt a sense of hope seeing a Black woman in a position of power. But as time went on, that feeling changed.
Renee Hall has done nothing but maintain the status quo. You would think because herself as a person of color, that would make a difference. Herself as a marginalized gender, that would make a difference. But at the end of the day, the priority goes to law enforcement.
Scott joined the Dallas Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression last year. She says Chief Hall has done nothing to help her people. She is not the only person critical of the chief.
Why did we not see the pictures of the people who weren't even a part of the protest, who were innocent bystanders, who lost their eye walking by from rubber bullets?
That's Dallas City Council member Adam Bazaldua. He's talking about the recent DPD report that details the department's response during the first 4 days of protests in the city. These protests follow the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Bazaldua and other council members have expressed their frustration with Chief Hall and the police department.
I think that she has great intentions and is a great person. But I believe that she puts too much importance in the political aspect of her job.
Bazaldua says there's a lack of leadership in the department and is not sure the chief can deliver.
If we're going to be looking towards progressive reform and aggressive change, it's going to require a leader that's going to kind of go against the fray, stand up when others aren't willing to. And I don't know what it's going to take to start to see that here in Dallas.
Council members do not have the power to fire the chief of police. City Manager T.C. Broadnecks does, and he supports her.
These are tremendously difficult times, not just for Chief Hall, I think for the entirety of the police department.
Broadnecks talked with KERA in June.
I think these times require us to think differently and to do better. And I know the chief is committed to that. I'm committed to working with her to find ways to ensure that DPD can do better related to how we police.
This commitment comes as the city is hammering out a budget. As activists call for defunding and reforms, police officers are feeling immense pressure. That's according to Terrence Hopkins, president of the Black Police Association of Dallas.
If I'm sitting up here looking at the newspaper every day and it speaks negatively of the Dallas Police Department, who's controlling my morale now?
Hopkins says criticism from city council members that zeroes in on the chief is unfair. He thinks they should focus on helping officers on the ground.
Police work is done from the bottom up, not the top down. Boots on the ground get out there and do this job every single day.
Chief Hall was not available to talk for this story, according to the police department. She did speak to KERA in 2017, right before she moved to Dallas to take over as chief.
So I think what we have to do, and what I've seen that works, is that law enforcement has to be the mediator, and we have to be the lead in bringing the right people to the table to address those concerns.
Which is something community activists don't think she's done. Sarah McCoria is the co-founder of Mothers Against Police Brutality. She supports police defunding and says she's lost faith in the department. One of the big reasons, a lack of transparency.
If that does not re-emphasize the need to deprioritize, defund the police and fund the community, I don't know what will.
McCoria has been critical of the department and the chief, but says it's not fair to lay all of the blame on one person.
You can focus on the individual, the chief, and fire the chief and not change the system and the structure. But the issue is the system and the structure, not just the individual police officer. police chief.
Macoria says throwing money at the police department has failed to keep Dallas neighborhoods safe. She hopes the city invests police dollars into community support programs instead, and hopes Dallas has the courage to make structural changes to the police force. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.